June 24th, 2015, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., ICANN 53, San Telmo, GAC AM sessions.
Please sit down, we will continue. Thank you. Please take your seats. Just that we're all on the same track, we will not discuss, as it was originally in our agenda, the CWG anymore, because the letter that you've received will go out this morning. So that is it. With regard to the CWG, I propose that we will continue on our discussion that we started yesterday, based on these questions and trying to get some answers. For your information, originally planned there was a coffee break at 10:30. We'll see what we do with that. But what is for sure is that the co-chairs of the CCWG will come at 11, together with the legal experts, and will be at our disposal to update us on developments that have happened since last Friday. And we can ask questions to them, and we will continue. So the whole rest of the morning will be devoted to our work and contribution on the CCWG work. So yesterday we had a good exchange with some answers already on the first question. So I propose that we would move to the second question, and which for the time being reads, yes, Iran.
Thank you, Thomas. Before you moving to the second question, we spent some time yesterday to decide on the issues that we have to raise with the board. There were two issues about accountability and transition. We agreed to move them to the last part. However, you addressed one of them and you did not address the other, and you jumped to the last one. Perhaps in future you need further to the personal discussion that I have with you. I don't want to repeat it publicly. You need to closely follow the agenda. It was unfortunate and disappointing that what we have agreed yesterday was not followed. I don't need any explanation. You talk to me, and I talk to you personally. I hope that we need always to look for improvement. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. I think this must be a misunderstanding. I clearly mentioned, after we terminated the discussion on the Ayana stewardship transition letter by Norway, that we will move on to the next item, and I gave you the floor. You took the floor. You were rather short in by mainly saying that you would like to encourage people to participate in the CCWG work, as this was very important. And you terminated, and then other people took the floor. If you have a different perception, please go and check the minutes or the transcript, at least, of this meeting. But I did give you the floor, introducing this agenda item, and you took the floor, and then other people took the floor. Thank you.
Thomas, no problem. I don't want to take the time of the meeting, but let's be friends and let's follow the agenda correctly. Thank you.
Thank you. This is what I did. So let's go back to the questions that we are having on the screen. As again, this shouldn't be getting a drafting exercise on the precise formulation of the questions. We should, however, maybe amend the question so that we are in sync of what we would need to discuss or want to discuss. So I propose that I'm going to read out the next question, and then we check whether this captures what we want to discuss. So the question that I proposed was, does the GAC want to participate in the community empowerment mechanism as an organization with voting seats, or does it want to have an advisory role as of today with respect to the ICANN board? So this is mainly targeted as trying to get views from GAC members on the role that that governments and the GAC should have in the ICANN system in the future. Yes, Iran?
Thank you, Chairman. Perhaps you need to revise the questions. Participating in the voting for the empowerment of community has nothing to do with the status of GAG, whether remain advisory or not advisory. You can be remained advisory, but still have power to vote on the empowerment. We are not talking of the vote in the board of ICANN. Currently, we don't have that power. So perhaps you need to revise the question. Does GAC wish first to be a member of any of these membership arrangements? This is the first question. And second, does GAC wish to have a power to voting of any of the empowerment area? So we mixed up the issue of voting on the ICANN board being advisory or not. It has nothing to do with advisory or non-advisory. In the bylaw, the sixth power will be mentioned, and every of seven SO and AC have the possibility to participate in the voting procedures. Has nothing to do with their status. So perhaps we should properly read what is going on in the CCWG. And I request you to reconsider your question in order that we be able to properly consider how to answer that. We don't need to answer it now, but the question should be properly mentioned. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I think this helps us clarifying the situation or the question. So let's try and recap what you're just proposing. So the first element, does the GAC want to participate in a membership structure based or whatever community empowerment mechanism? Is that the first? So the issue of membership should somehow appear in the first line. Is that in the first part of the question? And then the second one, if I get you right, is the question of whether or not the GAC wants to have voting rights. Or what? Maybe you can again clarify the second part so that we get this right.
Let me make it clear. We have not yet discussed the new arrangement in CCWG. But what I heard from the people around the table that they want to put in the bylaw that every of the seven SO, support organization, and AC, advisory committee, would have the opportunity to vote on any of the empowerment irrespective of their status, whether or not they have a director with voting right or not. That is that. They said that the right is there in the bylaw. Whether we want to exercise that right, you could raise the question, but that does not require any answer now, because if the right is included in the bylaw, according to the discussion of CCWG, we can exercise that right at any time. Sometimes we may not want to exercise that right, sometimes we may exercise. For question A, we said yes, we want to exercise the right. For question B, which is not interest of GAC, we don't exercise. So perhaps that is just a general question, but not a question that we require any reply now. The way that is drafted is this, but it has not been discussed yet, and we have to make it very clear. The issue is the empowerment of the community. It is different from the issue of the status of standing, which requires that you have the right to take the issue to the higher level and escalation, which requires the membership, and that you raised in the first question. Do we want to be a member or not? Some of the SO and AC currently, informally, they said that no, they don't want to be a member. So your question is right, that does GAC wants to be a member or not in any membership arrangements? That is a valid question. Second question is just general. For the time being, we do not need to answer because we don't know what is the situation yet to be have discussed it this afternoon and tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. So let us look on the screen and see whether what is written there more or less captures this. So it's about the proposed six community powers, and the question would be in which ones the GAC would want to participate. The Netherlands wants to say something. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Rather than rephrasing questions and being reactive on proposals which are shifting and changing, I would rather give a I would like the GEC to give a response, let's say in the near CCWG working group and also in Dublin, which is a little bit in the line, I think, from Brazil, which you mentioned this morning. That means that whatever mechanism will be put in place, I think the principle should be that the GEC should be have the capacity and be able to give advice on public policy. So rather than being reactive to whatever mechanism, we should have the principle stated somewhere that we, it's not a question of are we going to be limited, are we going to be having more powers. No, the question is not that. The question is that whatever mechanism is there, we should have the right to exercise our powers, and it's not only, I think, and there the bylaws are very important. If the bylaws restrict us to only give advice to the board, then there should be a change, of course, because there will be a shift of powers. Thank you.
Thank you. Before giving the floor to Switzerland, Iran, and Brazil, I think this is what the third element of the question is trying to capture about continuation of the advisory role, where people would then have to make it clear that this is in regard to any, whatever the future structure will be, what would be, in case we want to continue to exercise an advisory role, how should that be done? I guess this is more or less what you're aiming at. Let me give the floor to Switzerland, then Iran, then Brazil. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think that before, a little bit in line with what Netherlands just said, before going to answer specific questions on the actual shape of the proposal being discussed in the CCWG, we have to give an answer, put ourselves the question, what is our role in the new framework or in the new structures or in the new processes, in the new balance of the community? What is the role we want to have? And therefore, I think we need a first general question where we put on paper how the different GAC members see their future role as GAC in the new framework. And we cannot just answer questions put by others or react to proposals put forward by others, but we have ourselves to ask ourselves what is our intended role or our preferred role in the new framework. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this clear statement. So Tom is already trying to type something that would capture this. Would you agree that this is the basic question, Iran?
Thank you, Chairman. The process is quite simple. You just shift question 3 immediately after question 1. So first you talk about how the public policy issue will be dealt in CCWG. And second question, does GAC want to continue to have its advisory roles as of today with the support of ICANN board? That is quite clear. So you don't need to have a new question. Your question is there. Just shift it as a second question, because it's a continuation of the first question. How the public policy issue will be dealt with, and second, does GAC want to continue to have an advisory capacity as today? That means we don't want any change. We don't want change to the core value of 11. We don't want to change in principle 47. We don't want to change in the stress test. So that your question is already there, and it's quite simple to take that and answer. Thank you. And then you go to the third question, is more general.
Thank you. Brazil?
Thank you, Thomas. Well, our approach to this is that governments, as one of the stakeholders, should fully participate in each and every decision-making process. In regard to the ICANN board, I think this is not taking place, and I don't think it is realistic to think it will take place to the extent that we are not touching on the fundamental legal nature of ICANN. For my delegation, for my country, I think, and I assume that would be the same for others, it would be unfeasible to have a government representative sitting in a board of a private company established under the California legislation. That's why we have been insisting and even running the risk of being misunderstood, that we think the ultimate objective of what we are doing, not now in this transition, but in the future, would be to turn ICANN to a truly international organization governed by rules agreed by all stakeholders, including governments. I think that would give us comfort to participate in any budget that would be established under ICANN. At the present stage, I think I speak for my government, I don't think it would be realistic to have the Brazil government appointing a representative to sit at the board in the present circumstances. So in regard to retaining the advisory role, does GAC want to have I would very simply say yes. I don't see an alternative not to retain the advisory role. To have a voting role, I don't see that happening. But at least we want that role not to be diminished. I think this is something we should fight for, not to have to accept mechanisms that would put any limits or any on our capacity to do it. And in regard to any empowerment mechanism for the community, I'm not sure if that would also be consistent with our particular circumstances of government. But in principle, I would say yes. If there is any... that would depend on the legal nature of this body. So I think maybe from our side, we would say in principle, yes, we would be interested in participating, but we would have to look at the legal constraints that might prevent us as governments to participate. But looking at us as one of the interested stakeholders with a particular responsibility to feed into the process advice on public policy options, I wouldn't see why we should limit ourselves the possibility, if the possibility will be acceptable for us according to our governmental, let's say, proceedings. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Spain next.
Thank you. In respect to the question, does the GAC want to participate in a membership-based community empowerment mechanism? I could make this the following reflection. Is it possible that the community empowerment mechanisms are used against GAC advice or GAC advice influence on decisions taken by the board? If we want to preserve the advisory role of the GAC, we also have to think on the new scenario, which is different from the one we are in. In the new setup, maybe communities will be empowered and we'll have different instruments to defy ICANN board decisions. It may well be that those decisions are based on GAC advice. So maybe we should not yet restate that we want to remain as an advisory role, but also we may want to preserve this advisory capacity. Maybe we could suggest that the advisory role of the GAC is enshrined as fundamental by law, that it's difficult to change, as well as other provisions in the bylaws. Or maybe we can think of reasons or instances in which the community could not exert their powers against government decisions, board decisions based on government advice. I think we should all think about this when we look at the new proposal and the role that governments should play in the new settlement. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Portugal.
Thank you, and I'm going to speak in Portuguese.
With respect to this issue, I think that what we are discussing here is something related to cosmetics, because this is a cosmetics exercise. In fact, we are not going deeper. Unfortunately, once again, we are losing the chance. I think that these exercises are not dealing with the core issue. Because is it reasonable for governments to operate in a private company? Or does it have any sense for any country? I don't know. Perhaps it may be so for some countries, but not for Portugal. So I hope you should not understand that Portugal is saying that the governments should be more or less in this new environment, in this new structure. But Portugal is saying that ICANN should be moving towards an international organization where all these stakeholders should have the same role to play, but each of them will have a different power. Governments should be interested in public policies and defending public policies. So our answer, our reply in this regard, is that this is a cosmetic exercise and we are not discussing the true value, the core value. The ICANN accountability will still be the same. And so what can I say in this respect? The GAC should not lose the status it currently has. This is the minimum level we should reach. With respect to the mechanism or what type of mechanism will be used, I don't know really. This is not the substance of the issue. I think we should go deeper. And I don't know whether we will discuss it right now or in 2 years. Perhaps in 5 years we might be able to discuss it. But right now I think their position is that the GAC at least should not lose the state that it currently has. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Portugal, France, and then Iran.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
France speaking. I would like to suggest a few remarks in order to organize again the comments. In order to discuss the role of GAC within the new international framework of ICANN, it is the role that we had discussed yesterday. There is no way that we will reduce GAC's influence in ICANN following the stress tests and core value 11. The second question, does the GAC want to continue to have an advisory role with respect to the ICANN board as we have been doing until today? This is a consequence of the first question. Then the GAC should look into the following issue. From the point of view of implementation of the CCWG proposal, does the GAC want to exercise the powers that are suggested in that proposal? As Brazil said, I don't know why we cannot address this question. And the last question relates to the legal instruments proposed by the CCWG to implement all these principles. At present, in the current proposal, we will need some confirmation with the CCWG. to see if we can exercise the community powers. Then GAC will have to have a legal status as a member of the organization. So this will take us back to that situation where we were with the unincorporated associations. So the states would be in position to group themselves into an intergovernmental organization that would have its own legal status under Californian law. And this poses some problems. So we will have to look carefully at the CCWG proposal to see if they can suggest some alternative measures. Thomas Schneider speaking. Thank you, France. I'll give the floor to Iran now.
Chairman, perhaps we should consider the way Spain commented. Spain very rightly connected question 3 to question 2. Question 2 is, does GAC want to have an advisory role as it is today? That means we don't agree with the core value 11 changes and we don't agree with the stress test 18 as of today. What is today? Now, this role of GAC will be in the bylaw. Suppose that another community or few other communities, SO and AC, want to change this bylaw that GAC advice has this status. We should have the possibility to be involved in that process. That is why the right of the GAC to be involved in any empowerment is come on the stage. If we don't have that power, people, they go and change the bylaw relating to the status of GAC as advisory role. In order to react, we should have the empowerment to participate in that voting. Has nothing to do with membership at all. We remain advisory committee. We remain non-member of ICANN, but we be in a position to participate in empowerment. One of them is change of bylaw, whether it is fundamental bylaw or traditional bylaw. And I hope that this advisory will go to the fundamental bylaw, and if they want to change, they have to change it with a higher threshold. In that modification, GAC should have the possibility to participate. So we should not deprive ourselves not to participate that. So that is important. Which one of the six empowerment area we want to participate, that is something that we have to discuss. At least we have to mention in connection with question two, yes, we would like to be empowered to participate in the voting with respect at least to the area which concerns GAC as appropriate to on the vote, but not maybe not all. But these two are linked together. Once again, to our distinguished French colleague, this has nothing to do with the membership. One single membership is sufficient to have a standing to taking the issue to the court, but that is something else we will discuss. For the time being, we are not talking about that. We are talking about empowerment to participate in the voting if they want to change at least one of the areas which is bylaw relating to the role of advisor of GAC. So, yes, we want to participate on that. Thank you.
Thank you. I have one more request for the floor, and I think we should make two. We should make a short coffee break because at 11 we'll have the co-chairs of the CCWG. So I have Switzerland and the African Union Commission, and then we need to stop for the time being. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just to elaborate a little bit also on what the delegate from Iran has just said, there is, in fact, this distinction between participating in the community empowerment mechanisms and the legal status you need to enforce those rights. So those are, in fact, separate issues. I would like to add another consideration. As we ourselves are putting the questions we think are relevant to the GAC and its members, which shouldn't perhaps take for granted that the only way of participating in those community powers is to have the voting rights the CCWG is proposing. So perhaps the question could be also added an element of how we want to participate in those empowerment mechanisms or in those community powers, because perhaps that participation doesn't need to be on a voting basis. We can have another kind of participation. Thank you.
Thank you. This is actually what the distinction between the third and the fourth question is trying to get at. African Union Commission.
Thank you very much, Chair. Regarding the question on the role of the GAC and whether the GAC should remain as an advisory committee, we believe that it should remain as it should maintain its advisory role within the new proposed mechanisms. Regarding stress test 18, and we have shared this with the CCWG and other colleagues, we actually consider it necessary and appropriate and support the proposed amendment to the bylaw. In fact, we think the proposal does not interfere with the GAC's working methods. Instead, it strengthens and protects the GAC's consensus decision, making while improving accountability. And if you look at what we have currently, the board does respond to and provide explanations to GAC advice. So, and the GAC operating principles also provides for the full range of views to be presented in cases where there's no consensus. And for that, we should not, therefore, not trigger bylaw provision. So we support that proposal as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I think I see some other questions, but I think we've discussed, we've know the positions on this, so we really have to stop now. There has been already some exchange of news on stress test 18, and you will be able to give your responses to the questions. So the aim, and I think these questions are not that bad because they triggered quite a good discussion, actually. So let's stop here for the time being and resume at 11. What we did not touch upon is the last thing. We'll somehow find a way to get that, at least also start the debate on the last point. Maybe, Tom, if you can just quickly scroll down to the last one, which is the question about the IRPs. But I think we need to have the coffee break now and see what we get out of the co-chairs and the legal team at 11. Thank you very much.